And now, for all you B-1049 tenderfoots, wranglers, and buckaroos, it's time to stop at the horse trough, dismount, and mosey on over to the saloon. Yonder, you'll find none other than T.K. Michaels, proprietor of that there's T.K.'s Barbecue Pit. Why, before every weekend during Friday's morning show, Master Griller T.K. will put a hitch in your giddy-up with some of the most hard-to-find, ultra-secretive grilling recipes. Think you cowpokes are going to find them on the cooking channel? Balderdash, T.K.'s Barbecue Pit. So how about a big howdy, partner, to everyone's favorite cowboy? Behind Gene Autry, the Rifleman, Hopalong Cassidy, Hoss Cartwright, the Lone Ranger, Roy Rogers.
Happy trails to you.
Will you get the idea? T.K. Michaels.
Well, there you go. I was complaining so much about not having a intro. I finally got sent one, so I appreciate that. I think I'm going to use that. So, over the weekend, I did some ribs. I smoked some ribs on Sunday, and I made a big mistake because, to me, it just didn't turn out quite right. You know, I did almost 6 hours of smoking the ribs, and they just didn't turn out quite right, and I couldn't figure out what I did wrong. Well, what I broke it down to is I marinated the ribs instead of brining them, and I think that was the biggest problem. So marinade, the difference between the two, marinades infuse meat with the rich flavors and enhances the tenderness of it. Now, brining primarily enhances the flavor through salt and vinegar. It doesn't overpower the flavor, but it keeps the moisture in. And I didn't do that with my ribs, and I smoked them for a long period of time. And I think that's where I went wrong with my ribs over the weekend. When you really want to choose a brine is when you want to maintain the moisture. So you know, like for large poultry, such as turkeys or whole chickens, it also works for lean cuts, like pork chops and turkey breasts too. And if you're going to roast, I would brine like the whole bird and keep them moist, whereas I marinate the smaller cuts, so you could do that. If you're going to grill, marinades are ideal for quick cooking grilled items and providing taste and tenderness to it. And smoking, brines help maintain the moisture over a long cooking period, and that's perfect for like the ribs or if you're going to do the briskets. So I would recommend brining for the smoking. And that is the difference, so you don't make the same mistake that I made on Sunday. And this is TK's Barbecue Pit.